Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hi, parents. Today we're talking about setting the stage for your child's early understanding of body autonomy and consent during the infancy and toddler years. As babies become toddlers and begin to experiment with the limits of their power and autonomy, they may protest being touched or handled, and your response to these common conflicts matters. If a child knows their no will be respected, they begin to understand it as wrong if it's not respected, and that people can and should assert their boundaries when they don't like what's happening to them. If the people a child loves and trusts don't acknowledge or respect their body boundaries, how will they know that people who they don't know as well should respect their body boundaries? And if parents aren't setting their own limits around body autonomy, how will children practice stopping themselves from invading another person's personal space without permission? The first seed of body autonomy you can plant is by creating a culture of consent in your home. Right from birth, your baby is learning about you and themselves through your physical interactions with them. Your infant is a whole person whose body has internal and external experiences that they need help understanding. And you are the organizing force that forms their first expectations about the world. Through repeated experiences with you, your baby learns what to expect from others. You can start showing them what to expect by being intentional about how you handle their bodies. During caregiving tasks like feeding, bathing, dressing, and diapering, slow your speech and your movements so your baby has time to process what you're saying and doing. Let them know what you're about to do with their body before you do it. Wait for signs of readiness before proceeding. Involve them in each step along the way, and gradually, your baby begins to expect that they will be treated with respect. Next, it's important to model what it looks and sounds like to set personal boundaries. When your toddler begins climbing or pulling on you in ways you don't like, express your personal boundaries immediately when you're still relatively calm, not after you've endured it with clenched teeth for 15 minutes. Limits set with a lot of emotionality quickly devolve into power struggles. Use go-to phrases and use them repeatedly to help them internalize the boundary. And state your limit confidently, ending with a period, not a question mark. Here are some ideas. Make a stop gesture with your hand to emphasize your words and say, "My body, my choice." You can say, "I need you to stop. I'm the boss of my body." Or you can say, "I didn't give you permission to do that." Or, "Stop now." When someone says to stop touching their body, you need to stop right away. Another way to make the concept of body autonomy a regular part of your child's world is to make giving affection voluntary. In our power over society, adults sometimes expect children to blindly obey adult authority. Resist the urge to force children to be affectionate, so they're not in the habit of accepting unwanted touch in the name of being polite to or saving face with adults. Assert your child's boundaries and say, "Please ask him before tickling, hugging, or kissing." Or, if an adult doesn't request or honor your child's consent, you can also ask your child, "Do you want to be hugged?" Or, "Oh, his backing away is telling you that he doesn't want a hug. Need some space, kiddo?" If you anticipate that adults might touch or hug your child without getting consent, physically put your body between the person and your child before that can occur, or offer a choice. "Oh, hi, Mr. James. Sam, do you want to give a hug or a high five?" "No, not feeling like it today. Okay, maybe next time."
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Make a habit of asking your child if you can give them a hug or a kiss and respect their answer. Clearly, you won't remember to ask for permission to touch your child 100% of the time. You're rushing, or you're distracted, or you're completely overcome with a wave of love for your adorable kid, and that's fine. But try to be intentional most of the time, and be willing to stop right in your tracks, mid-cuddle, if your child pulls away from you or looks uncomfortable in any way. Tell them first that you want to wipe their nose or their face, and wait till they're ready before you do it. Try not to do things to their body without their awareness, or while distracting them with something else, and get comfortable with your child telling you no when it comes to their body. Playtime with your child is another great way for them to practice setting boundaries. Forcing physical affection is similar to insisting that kids take one more bite when they're telling you they're not hungry. It's sending a message that they're not the boss of their body, and should instead take their cues from outside of themselves and submit to people who are bigger or more powerful than they are. That doesn't really set them up for success in the mindful eating or self-advocacy departments. And what will your child go on to expect from others once they are the bigger and more powerful one? Instead, encourage children to listen to their bodies for information about whether or not they're hungry, full, cold, hot, or if they have to pee. And let your child discover their power to make someone stop right away by giving opportunities to practice setting boundaries with someone who will respect them. You. Role play different scenarios in which your child gets to say to an imaginary person, "No thanks, I don't feel like talking. Don't grab me. Please give me space. Let go of me. Stop, I don't like that." Another way to practice consent is during roughhousing or tickle time. Ask for permission. "Do you want me to tickle you?" If they say yes, ask, "Any no tickle zones?" And then let them state their boundary, like no belly, no armpits. And then tickle them. Stop right away when they say or indicate they want to stop. If they want you to start again, let them know they'll need to ask you to start again. And finally, advocate for others' space too. Help your child respect other people's body boundaries. If you know your child's a spontaneous hugger, stay close to them in social spaces. Set a limit by putting an arm out to block their body when you see they're moving toward another child and give a reminder. Everyone gets to decide whether or not they want to be touched. If you want to give a hug, we need to check with her about whether she wants that. If you see your child being playfully rough with a playmate, you might narrate what you see as reminders for both kids. I see two kids roughhousing. They're both still smiling and having fun. I'm hearing someone say stop. I wonder what's going on. Your child may need reminders to tune into the nonverbal cues, which can sound like, look at Johnny's face. It doesn't look like he's having fun anymore. It's important to stop as soon as someone says stop with their voice, their body, their words, or their face. Bottom line, unless it's a matter of health or safety, create a culture in your home that lets your child know that anytime, in any interaction, even with you, they have the right to decide what happens to their body. They have the right to ask for what they want and to stop anything they don't like or want, and you won't be angry with them for it. Model what you would want them to do if they were dealing with unwanted touch from another person. Set your personal boundaries, and if necessary, the boundaries of others, early and firmly. Allow them to refuse physical affection from well-meaning adults, and provide fun opportunities to practice giving and rescinding consent. Your child will start to internalize the message, my parent will make sure people respect my body boundaries. They won't let me cross their body boundaries or anyone else's. And if I can't stop myself, they will help me stop. Thanks for listening. Project Parenthood is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, and our director of podcasts is Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.